I'm an advocate for another way, of being in relation to land. It's not my idea. I'm simply advocating an ancient idea, and that idea of that we didn't own the land, we belong to the land. We have set understandings and relationships and boundaries to land that are also ancient, that we've translated, interpreted and worked out through First Nations treaties amongst ourselves for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And the evidence of that is in the knowledge that is held in this land of the hundreds of different languages, the hundreds of different nations lived and coexisted peacefully for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So that's the model. We don't need to reinvent that model. I mean, many people would say, well, that's not very pragmatic, you know. You've got to negotiate and you've got to do this and you've got to change and la, 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 la. But the fact is that that space is only, we've only been removed from that in the last 200 years.
Yeah.
But we have this backlog of thousands of years. So this 200 years, in my view, is just a sort of a slight sort of blink of the eyelid, really, in terms of the overall context and the possibilities of us maintaining those knowledges and maintaining those connections. As I was saying, there's this parallel, you know, that there's this always was, always will be, our ongoing relationships and connections that many of us still have. Many of us are repatriating. It's not gone, you know, it's not lost, it's still here, you know, as the... who said that? I mean, one of your Murray mob here said that years ago. I think Dennis Walker said, you know, it's not lost, the land is still here.
Yeah.
And that's true. You know, again, you know, it's decolonizing the way we're thinking and the kinds of languages that we use, this lostness and this being a victim, when in a larger context, All of that is still here. I think that we get into a lost space or the idea of it being stolen or being victims when we adopt, you know, the values of colonialism or neoliberal kind of relationships to land, where we see it as being owned and being property and being enslaved and being lost and being sold and being commodified, et cetera, et cetera. We never did that. And I can see that amongst a lot of the young people, there's this real sense of connecting back to country again, because so much is being threatened at the moment with fracking and coal mining and all over the country, and a new uranium mine being proposed and being set up on the Matu people's country in WA. All over the place, you know. The Arabunna have struggled with protecting land for, you know. Anyway, there's countless examples. So there is this stuff of walking in two worlds, and I can see that. I mean, some are captured by this notion of the land being a commodity, and we can sell it, but we have to ask our question. You know, where's the law in all of this? Where did we ever in our ancient histories have a law that could sell the land? I don't know of anything that we did in that way, you know. And the argument that I put, or the evidence against that, is the incredible density of the inter-nation relationships that we had with each other, that there were so many different hundreds of nations, that it's evidence that we maintained this diversity.
Yeah, definitely.
And that we didn't have a concept in our law of selling the land or of treating the land different from our own body. You know, it. So it's a different way of thinking that the colonial project has spent 200 years erasing and as I said, we're walking in these two worlds and the balance definitely. Is out of balance. And I think there's no other trajectory, if there is one for a future, that is going to be talking up more and more this relationship to country and really thinking about our connection to the Australian legal system and the way it has dominated and subjugated our relationships and translated them as something else, you know, into this idea of all can be commodified as a piece of property. The future is one that will move away from that. We have to if we're going to have a future.
It's really interesting you say that, and you sort of prefaced it with the way of thinking and our trying to decolonize our mind and victimhood and getting stuck into that, you know, that victim mentality. Because when you think of it that way, if you are thinking that we're going to perish, you are going to run into sort of the capitalist neoliberal sort of agendas for us. It's more about money and building capital and building your own family in, you know, in money terms, in pure dollars, if you think that way. It really makes a lot of sense to try and move away from that thinking.
Yeah. Well, it's a story of progress, but it's not our story. And because it's not our story, the West, that Eurocentric way of thinking has, in the power it has to dominate and subjugate, it has, you know, for over 200 years constructed us as the native savage because we weren't in that trajectory of progress.